really a hive of activity now. It looks so exciting, Tsego. And it's obviously because all the Springbok fans who could get to ORT today
The lucky South Africans, in other words.
Yes, exactly. Not those of us confined to our cage here at 7:02. but those of you who were able to get to OR Tambo, there's a lot of singing in the background. There's jubilation. And they're waiting for certain team members to arrive this afternoon.
Yes. And to be honest with you, I would rather have been there.
Because, you know, just what a lovely atmosphere.
Yeah, the visuals are just fantastic. Young, old people being there, like all, yeah, the whole Rainbow Nation, as people often refer to us. I think it's a historic moment.
It really is.
I would have wanted to be part of, really. Not just for the fun of it, but it's really a big one.
When you think
about, you know, the context, you spoke about all the angles yesterday, about the, you know, the winning this.
Yeah, it means so much to the country.
For so many reasons.
Absolutely. Mm. And Tsego, it would have been very, very nice indeed to be there. But the lucky woman who is there is Thulakile Mnganga. She's our Eyewitness News sports reporter who's on the ground for us right now. And Thulakile, give us a sense of what you're seeing unfold at OR Tambo International this afternoon.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful scene. I'm actually getting goosebumps because some of the fans have actually turned out into a rendition of Asambe No No, so you can tell the excitement is really building.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it is we've literally seen football fans, we've seen cricket fans, we've seen rugby fans all coming together. It's even funny from my side because you literally see people getting to the arrivals area and they're like, what's going on? They're like, well, we're waiting for the Springboks. And we're like, oh, okay, I'll wait with you guys. So it's literally all these people just gathering because they're realizing that this is a moment in time where we all just get to come together. We forget what's going on at the moment. And just enjoy the fact that we are World Cup champions.
Yeah, we are still reveling in it, I think, Thulakile. But I must say, all the people gathered at this at the airport are really pretty patient, given that there's been quite a long delay with this Qantas flight that they're on.
1 o'clock, and there were people that were here before me. Just to tell you how long this wait is going to be, we just got a confirmation from someone who works at SARU. That is only at 5:30 when we're expecting the first group of players to actually land. So it is a long wait, but I think it helps the fact that there's a sense of community. We're all here for the same purpose. In the meantime, we're all getting to know each other. We're going to celebrate this moment and just actually understand what the team meant when they said, this is for South Africa, this is for unity. Because the scene that's literally playing out is everything they wanted the World Cup to be.
Wonderful, Thulakile. We look forward to touching base with you every hour or so just to see how things are going there ahead of the arrival of some of these Springbok team members after their victory on Saturday.